Hey guys, we're here for another episode. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about Anthem. Oh, by the way, I am Tyler, this is Mike, if this is your first time tuning in. But we're going to be talking about Anthem today.
But Tyler, real quick, why are we so little? I like looking at me. We're the star of the show.
I mean, if you want, we can make that happen. I can try... is that good?
No, nobody wants to see this at all.
Okay.
Go back to the game.
Okay.
We're trying something new here. Tyler was nice enough to record some gameplay of Anthem.
And real quick, this is my favorite part. I love this. Watch this. This is like my favorite part of the whole game. Ah, it's so good.
Okay, so there's good. That. So
there's like there's absolutely no reason they had to do that.
No.
They could have easily like in any other game, and I feel like even in Destiny you just don't get out of your suit. They don't show that at all. In any other game, I feel like it would have just kind of like blacked out. You know, you would have been walking up to the suit and then it would have gone to like your mission selection screen like we're seeing now. In Anthem, whenever you walk up to the suit, it gives you this animation of you like climbing up and into the suit, and you can like see like the leathers and the padding on the inside of the suit and stuff like that, and I love that. I don't know, it's completely unnecessary, but I thought that was the coolest thing.
It is these small things in life that make the biggest difference, I feel.
Yes,
especially
just like
for people putting in effort to this game.
Yeah, a little quality of life thing, especially in a game that has not been getting the strongest reviews. I like to point out the little things that they have been doing that are really cool, in my opinion. So I really liked that animation where they climb into the suits to go out on their missions. I thought that was amazing.
Well, it seems like the reviews that I've read is they said they almost got it all right. It's just the story mode, or lack thereof, is very repetitive.
So it's the story, first and foremost, it's kind of hard to find like the actual story. I kind of just walk around picking up a bunch of missions there, and like there. So you've got like your hub, Fort Tarsus, and you walk around in there. You can talk to people to gain like loyalty in different factions and stuff like that. You can pick up missions and things like that. But at least in the early hours, it's hard to figure out which missions are like the story missions and which ones are just extra stuff for you to do around Fort Tarsus.
Okay.
I also, the flying in here is like really solid. I was a little bit worried about how the animations and the physics of flying would feel, but it actually worked really well. The flying in this game was really solid. And if you're listening, I'm going to try to make sure I keep it, a stream of dialogue so that you understand what's going on the screen. But if you're watching, you'll get a little bit more out of it. Because I recorded my gameplay beforehand so that we would kind of have something to commentate over.
Right.
And that's another thing is, if you're watching, you'll notice that I am we're using like a purple suit. The suits in here are like extremely customizable, and I love that. A lot of it, is like the RPG aspects, like finding new guns, finding new armor, stuff like that, and upgrading them. But there's also like so much just like extra customization. So whenever you pull up, you can pull up separate pieces of your armor, like the legs or the chest or the helmet, the arms, all these different parts of the armor, and customize them, not just like the color, but like down to like the different layers. So you can customize, the kind of fabric that's used and the color of each fabric and like little designs and things like that. Like there's so many like little parts of this suit that can be customized down to like the teeniest detail. And I thought that was super cool. I've spent just as much time like out in the world doing combat as I have like just customizing my suit and playing around with different loadouts and stuff. So the customization in this game is kind of insane, and I love it. The one thing I didn't realize, and it's not a big deal, like I don't really care like the gender I play in the game, because I spend all my time in a javelin. Javelins are the suits in the game. But you spend all your time in your javelin, like in combat and stuff anyway. But at the very beginning, whenever you first, you hear the voice like in your head, like in your suit talking to you, and the first time your character talks, it says one female or two male. And I was kind of really under the impression that I would click one to like hear the voices and like get an idea of, what I was going to sound like and what kind of character I was going to be. Mm-hmm. And so I tapped on one, and it just made me a female. It didn't say, are you sure? Or this is what you sound like, or anything like that. I just, like, tapped on it to, like, listen to the voice. And it was, like, immediately, that was my character. So I am playing as a female freelancer in this game. Which, like I said, isn't a big deal. I just thought it was kind of weird that they didn't, like,
That is a little different, considering a lot of games will at least, give you an idea of what it sounds like when they let you customize that.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of odd, but it's not a big deal. Another thing I really like about this is that, I'm not sure if you noticed, melee combat in here is a lot stronger than in most, shooters, and especially, like, RPG shooters, like in Destiny. I played Destiny for a while, and, like, it's got melee, but, it's very much like your shooter melee, Mm-hmm. And in this game, especially this javelin, I think it's called the Interceptor, is very strong, like, melee focus. So, like, I've got my guns, and I can use my guns, but if you're watching, you'll notice I spend a lot of time just, like, running in and whacking at stuff with, like, these, like, dual-wielding blades that I've got. And I thought that was really cool. I love the melee in this game, which I was not expecting at all. I thought I was going into, like, a squad-based, like, RPG shooter, and it's kind of like a squad-based just... I mean, there's lots of combat, but you can kind of choose how you want to fight. And I like that a lot about it. So what are your thoughts based on what you've heard and what you're kind of seeing here?
So one of the things I actually really like is how you mentioned the melee. Is I've always been more about going in there and beating the crap out of things.
Yeah. But now watch this. And you can, like, slam down. See this? You've got, like, different combos you can do. There's, like, different attacks. It's not just, like, a basic, like, run in and whack.
You know, one of the other things I really like about this game is it seems the controls are very, very easy to use.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's BioWare, so they kind of know what they're doing about that. The graphics look stunningly gorgeous.
Oh, the game looks amazing.
Yeah, I know you're running on PC compared to, Xbox or PlayStation.
Yeah, that's... To be fair, I am running it on, like, my gaming PC. So I think it runs at 30 FPS on PS4 and Xbox. I don't know about the X or the Pro, but I know at least on base, I'm pretty sure it's 30 FPS. And I'm running, I think this is running close to like 90 FPS. Mm-hmm. So it looks like super fluid, like the game looks really smooth. So that could also be kind of benefiting the gorgeous scale for me, is that, I have put in like a lot of time and money into building my own computer to play games like this, and a lot of people just don't have the time or the money or even the motivation to do that, and I get that. There are times where, especially like increasingly now, as busy as I've been, like with my new position at the school and stuff, where I kind of don't want to mess around with computers and stuff at the end of the day. I come home and I've only got like 2 or 3 hours before I want to go to bed, and I'm just like, maybe I should just like play on the Xbox or something instead. And so, like, I get that, like, the calling of just having, like, an easy game console where you can just, like, power it up and play your games, and I think that's great. But I am playing this on PC, and I think that kind of, the graphics and the fluid gameplay are definitely, I feel like, a little bit higher than they would be on console.
I can see that for sure, and, I'm sorry I'm not talking, I'm honestly just watching the game. And I know the reviews haven't been great, but... For a game as big as this and an ambitious as this, I can see why there's still some problems here and there.
Some trepidation about how it turned out.
Plus, it's also BioWare. They're never going to be,
And I was like upset whenever they announced Anthem. I was like mad because I've always loved BioWare and the stuff they put out. I've been a fan like back since Baldur's Gate and stuff. Since like their 90s like. Isometric RPGs and things. I've loved their gameplay and their style, their stories, their character dialogue and stuff like that. Just the way they do games and their RPGs are just wonderful. And this seemed like such a departure. I mean, they've done this stuff like this before. They had a game for Dreamcast, actually, mm-hmm. called MDK2, which was a shooter. But, by and large... They have made like RPGs first and foremost, and this is first and foremost a squad-based shooter with heavy like looter RPG aspects to it, like action RPG aspects to it. And that kind of, it scared me off at first. But the more I was seeing and the more I was hearing, I read a lot of reviews before I dedicated to it, finally convinced me I need to at least give it a shot. And I found it, again, and I feel like I'm talking a lot, I'm talking the praises of PC gaming a lot in this episode. I'm by no means bashing, like, consoles or anything. I'm not trying to be like, you know, we're the best or anything. Because it kind of bugs me when people do that. Like, if you like a game and you like a system, by all means, play on that system. You know, like, for me, I prefer playing on PC. I like the controls of mouse and keyboard, and I like the freedom to kind of upgrade my parts. But I love my Xbox, and I love my PS4. I'm by no means, like, trying to sound superior or anything. I apologize if I'm coming off that way. But another thing, like with PC, is they do, like, they have, like, online resellers. They have almost, like, eBay-style websites and things like that for, like, game codes and stuff. And so I was able to pick Anthem up on day one, or even before. I picked this one up as a pre-order for, I think, like, $38 or something like that. So even if it was full price, I'm not sure I would have taken the plunge. But for almost half price, I was like, I can justify making this happen because I kind of trust the pedigree that BioWare has behind them.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I'm just being quiet as I'm watching this one. I can tell you with me that this interests me more than Destiny did. I'm not the biggest online player. I mean, I don't play online at all, so I can't say I'm not the biggest. I'm not the biggest player of these type of games, but this does look interesting, and I can see why a lot of people would primarily pick this up for the PC. Because even though I don't play on PC at all, unless I absolutely have to, if there's something I dearly want, like I play Cuphead, because I don't have an Xbox. But for a game like this, I could see PC being the one where it's more known and where people want to play it more, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And it looks stunningly gorgeous. It looks fun. I'm sure there's going to be some updates as it goes along to fix some problems here and there. And, of course, if it does well enough, I think BioWare will do Anthem 2 and fix all the problems that players have stated for this one that you can't just fix with an update.
Right now, it's more or less following the path set by Destiny. Where when the first Destiny first launched, it got that same kind of like lukewarm reception that Anthem is getting right now. But they made, like, leaps and bounds to kind of, like, fixing those problems and wiping out the bad stuff and then, like, vamping it up and bringing in what the fans wanted and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Anthem is probably going to go the same way. And then eventually, if and when Anthem 2 happens, they'll kind of, it's going to start, like, really clicking for gamers.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I think a lot of my worries were not really justified. I think, like, coming back and, you know, actually getting into the game and playing, it's been just a blast. It's definitely not like other BioWare games you've played. Don't go in expecting, you know, like a story-driven game with a bunch of dialogue choices and, like, romancing your companions and all this stuff. But it's a really fun squad-based RPG shooter. There's always that loot grind if you're into that, you know, with anything, whether it be other shooters like Destiny or whether you're into, like, even like Diablo or Torchlight, games like that. It's that same sort of addictive, like, you go out on these missions to get better weapons and get better armor, and you're constantly upgrading your character and your suit, and I love that. There's a constant feeling of, like, progression and improving yourself, and that really draws me in. So in that way, the leveling up and the RPG aspects are really good. It just doesn't have the same, like, story-driven RPG aspects of past BioWare games.
Of course.
And then at the end, you tally up. You can see here, if you're watching, it tallies up, like, all these different bonuses for XP at the end. Like, your different factions, how well you worked, how many enemies you killed, stuff like that. So you get, like, a total. And then you get kind of like a type. Like, you can see some people play as, like, soldiers. Some people play more tanky. I usually play, it classifies you at the end of each mission. And I always get classified as the executioner because that's, like, their melee-based skills and stuff. And then they give you a rundown of, like, the different things that you found. And you can either break them down if you don't want them, or you can just take them all. and worry about them later. But yeah, so do you have any questions or thoughts beyond that, now that I've kind of run you through a mission? And
no, I mean, the game honestly looks fun. It's not my type of game, but then again, like, again, I don't play games like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for people like you, I know you, if you jumped into it, especially with BioWare being behind it, how much you like BioWare.
Yeah.
You know, I can see why you enjoyed it so much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was interested in it. I didn't think it was bad when it was first shown last year at E3. So I think it's got a lot of, you know, work ahead of it, of course. But I think, you know, this could overtake, you know, Destiny, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
If BioWare keeps working at it, fixes the problems, and when they put out Anthem 2, you'd be good to go.
Yeah. And that's obviously, like, the strongest competition right now. It's the reason we keep bringing up Destiny is that it's really its only competition in this space right now.
Mm.
It's a very, very similar game to Destiny. In my opinion, Anthem does it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, like, a free play where you can just, like, run out in the open world. It is mission-based, but there's also just, like, a free play mode where you can go run around and just, like, kill enemies for new weapons and armor. You can, like, harvest things from just, like, the flora and fauna around you. You're not locked into, like, these... I felt like Destiny 2, like, funneled you through missions a little bit more. It kind of pushed you to where you needed to be, and this game has its missions, but you can also just go into free play mode and just... It's open. There's a big open world with other players. We can just run around and find stuff. At one point, I was in free play, and we came across a Titan, which is this game's, like, you know, giant, scary bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, like, four or five of us there just, like, fighting to take down this Titan to get the loot that it dropped. And that wasn't part of a mission. That was just something that we happened to come across while we were playing. And I thought that was so cool. The fact that, you know, it's not just you come across the bosses in these missions. There are possibilities that you can come across this stuff just out in the open world. It just happens, like, organically, and that's super cool to me.
Well, I think for me, you've answered a lot of the questions that I had, and obviously watching the gameplay, which is
yeah.
Why I'm so quiet most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty rare for me. I think it looks good.
And you can see, too, if you've been listening, I hope I've explained well enough. If you're watching, you can kind of see, too, I'm in, like, my... this is an early mission. I think I was only, like, maybe an hour and a half into the game at this point. But you can kind of see the character creation here, the customization. You can go to, like, your character at the end of every mission and, like, put on your new weapons and new armor and stuff like that and kind of fix your loadout, customize your character. So if you're watching, you can kind of see what the menus and things look like as I'm browsing through them. And if you're listening, it's fairly streamlined. There's some games where it gets bogged down in its menus and its customization, and this one I feel like is really easy to understand from the get-go. I didn't have any moments where I was like, what the heck am I doing? It feels like it works. It's standard and streamlined enough that it kind of makes sense if you've ever played a game like this before.
Okay. So before we wrap up this episode, Tyler, I know you're still early into it, but do you have a score yet that you'd want to throw on it? Even an early idea?
At 10. At this stage in the game, I'm probably closer to, like, 5 hours in now.
Okay.
But I'd say probably, like, 8.
Okay.
8 out of 10.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Just based on my early... The big thing is going to be sticking power.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to play it for 10 or 15 hours and be like, okay, it's getting kind of repetitive and samey and then give up on it? Or am I going to actually, like, play this game, you know? Get through to the end game, and because I did kind of like a credit roll review for Kingdom Hearts, if you guys watched that.
Yeah.
And if I get to that point in this game, I would love to do that, but I'm like, am I going to get like 15 hours in and be like, okay, I'm doing the same quests over and over, I'm getting kind of bored, you know, like, is it going to have that sticking power to actually get me to play through the entire campaign and still have fun doing it?
Of course, I can understand that. So I guess come back and find out, Tyler, eventually, if you do more gameplay videos, post online, give thoughts.
Yeah.
So, unless you have anything else, I got nothing, so...
Yeah, I think I put my thoughts out there.
All right, guys, thank you for watching this one. Hopefully you like the new format that Tyler worked on for us. I give a little more than just looking at our faces.
And real quick?
Yeah, real quick. All right, so guys, thank you so much. We'll be back again with another episode shortly. Thank you so much for watching. See you in the next episode.
All right, see ya.
Bye.